Episode 2. Self-confidence versus self-esteem. What's the differences? Examples. Welcome to our exclusive podcast series, a transformative journey designed to guide you towards radiant self-confidence and unshakable self-esteem. Through these 5 episodes, we'll delve into deep strategies, share inspiring stories, and provide you with practical tools to elevate your self-perception and enrich your life journey. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. Each episode is a step towards the best version of yourself. Don't miss this opportunity for personal transformation. Dive into listening and start actively shaping your future now. Welcome, everyone, to our second episode on the inner journey towards better confidence and self-esteem. I'm here to guide you through these concepts that shape our life experience. Before we dive into today's topic, let's explore together 2 terms we often hear: self-confidence and self-esteem. Though closely related, they have nuances that deserve our attention. Self-esteem is our personal appreciation, our evaluation of our own worth. Imagine it as the respect you have for yourself, whether you succeed or fail in your endeavors. It's believing in your intrinsic value, even when the outside world doesn't recognize it. For example, even after receiving negative feedback at work, you still feel worthy and respected. On the other hand, self-confidence relates to your faith in your own abilities and competencies. It's that feeling of certainty that you can accomplish a task, such as speaking in public or succeeding in a professional project. Think back to a time when you approached a challenge thinking, "I can do this." That was your confidence in action, pushing you to take initiative and assert yourself. Let's reflect together. Your self-esteem shapes your internal dialogue, influencing how you perceive yourself, regardless of circumstances. For example, in the face of failure, if your self-esteem is strong, you'll tell yourself, "I'm disappointed, but I'm still a worthy and capable person." On the other hand, self-confidence is highlighted when you accept to take on a new challenge, like applying for a job you're passionate about, believing in your chances of success. Now that we better understand these concepts, let's ask ourselves, what blocks prevent us from fully living our confidence and self-esteem? What holds back our momentum and self-appreciation? In this episode, we'll unveil the common obstacles that erode our confidence and esteem, explore their origins, and most importantly, discover how we can begin to overcome them. Everyone has their own set of challenges: fear of judgment, constant doubts, painful past experiences. These blocks can keep us in a state where our potential remains unexplored, where our dreams remain just that, dreams. I invite you to introspection. What are the narratives you tell yourself that might hinder your esteem and confidence? How do these stories influence your daily actions? For those among you ready to break through these barriers, the book, The 7 Secrets to Boosting Self-Confidence, by Levi Holiday Green, offers specific exercises that will help you work on these blocks, recognize, understand, and ultimately transform them. Before closing today's session, I encourage you to take some time this week for active reflection on these questions. Self-exploration is a key step in our path towards a more fulfilling and authentic life. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. Continue to nourish your spirit, cherish your personal value, and build that beautiful confidence within you. Stay tuned for our next episode, and together, let's continue transforming our inner world into a source of strength and positivity. As we conclude our time together today, I want to remind you that the journey doesn't stop here. For those among you who wish to deepen their exploration, their practice, and boost their self-confidence, the book, The 7 Secrets to Boosting Self-Confidence, by Levi Holiday Green is there to guide you at every step. You'll find advice and practical exercises to strengthen your self-confidence and personal esteem. By building on these principles, one can learn to redefine self-perception, value successes, learn from mistakes, and engage in a path of personal improvement. These secrets could be concrete steps to help you open your own doors, lift the barriers you've erected, and walk confidently towards your aspirations. The book, available in English under the title The 7 Secrets to Boost Self-Confidence, by Levi Holiday Green, is available in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle formats. You can find it on Amazon, on Barnes & Nobles, on Walmart, on Costco, and on several other online book sales platforms. It's also possible to order directly from a sales consultant at your favorite physical bookstore. To get your book, simply click on the link in the description of this podcast or visit the site linktree.com/LeviHolidayGreen. Don't wait to start transforming your life. The moment is now. If you need more in-depth support, don't hesitate to compliment the exercises from the book, The 7 Secrets to Boosting Self-Confidence, with a consultation with a professional, such as a therapist, psychologist, or coach to accompany you in your personal transformation process. Every step you take on this path is a step towards a more fulfilled version of yourself. I am here to support, inspire, and guide you, and I am eager to meet you in our next episode, where we will continue to explore this incredible journey together. Moreover, if you enjoy the podcast, don't hesitate to subscribe, leave a warm comment, and give us 5 stars on your listening platform. Also, please share the episode as much as possible. I thank you for your support. Take care of yourself, and remember, your journey towards self-confidence is one of the most rewarding adventures you can embark on. Thank you for being here, and see you very soon.